Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Carla Broussard, our guest this hour. I am Cy Kellett, your host. I am the one that Jesus is referring to. Oh, ye of little faith. I was thinking that hour, oh my gosh, we're so far from it. We're not going to be. And then just people called and gave. And I'm so grateful to you. We needed to do, you know, basically we need 200 donations today to get a $23,000 additional bonus gift. And so that meant 100 an hour, and I'm looking right now. I'll tell you right now what number we're at, and that will tell you how many Carlo has got left to do this hour. We are at so far 115 calls in. So we just need 85 gifts this hour. 85 gifts. So Jimmy Akin right now is Carlo Broussard's best friend because he left him with only 85 to get. Dr. Carlo Broussard is our guest this hour. He'll be answering your questions. If you have questions about the Catholic faith, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. I'll give out that number one more time. Jot it down if you're planning on calling later, because I'm not giving it out anymore after that, because we have to give out the fundraising number. But we do want to spend a lot of time answering questions this hour. So we'll do a little bit of fundraising, and hopefully, if all goes well, a lot of answering of questions. So we do need you to call 888-318-7884 if you've got a question that you would like Dr. Carlo Broussard to answer. Dr. Broussard, of course, Dr. of Philosophy, apologist, wonderful speaker, and the author of a whole bunch of books, including the latest, which is The New Relativism, and a brand new book that'll be out in about a month, we think, we hope, about the saints praying for you. Carlo, welcome.
Hey, Cy, thanks for having me, buddy, and it's great to be on with you. Look forward to chatting everybody and trying to raise some money to keep the lights on at Catholic Answers, right?
Yeah, Jimmy.
We need those calls, man.
Yeah, I know, but people were so generous, but they waited till the end of the hour. Just, I can't think to keep me and Jimmy working for that hour. So I'll tell you what, we'll try to do this hour. We will ask those of you who are thinking of giving, let's just spread it out over the hour. A nice, peaceful 85 calls come in. We'll just all have a nice, peaceful hour. 888-291-8000 is the place to go to call and make your pledge. It costs us $225,000 each quarter to make the hours and hours and hours of this program and the other programs that come out of this studio. We give it away free to anybody who wants to broadcast it or use it anywhere around the world, and it is used around the world. That's why you hear people calling in from every single continent except Antarctica. It's the only continent we have not gotten a call from. You make that possible. I realized yesterday I said we give the show away free, and I realized I'm saying that wrong. It's you that gives the show away free. All we do is make it. You're the ones paying for it, and we need your help to do it again for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000. We don't have millions and millions of dollars in the bank. We don't actually have huge donors. We are not an apostolate that has found those big seven-figure donors. So each month we come to listeners and ask them to keep us going, and for 27 years that model has worked. So it must be the way God wants it to work. I guess it is. And so would you pick up the phone and become one of those donors? If we can get 600 donations over the 3 days of this pledge drive, we'll be fully funded. In all likelihood, we'll be fully funded. That's the average we need to be fully funded. And just think of that. 600 people will pay for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people to get this material over the next 3 months. But we do need those 600 people to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, it also counts if you make your gift at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Either way, it works exactly the same way. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or call and talk to one of our colleagues right here in the building with us, 888-291-8000. Carlo, I think we should probably just go to the phones and trust people to call for a minute. We'll see where we are after we do a quick call. How's that?
Hey, you're in the driver's seat, Captain.
All right.
Drive away.
No one else treats me like that around here, Carlo. You're the only one. All right, Benjamin in Michigan, I'm the driver, and I'm driving to you. Benjamin, go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Yeah, so my question is sloth grave matter? Because I know that St. Thomas Aquinas says in Article 3 of Question 35 of Summa Theologica, he says that sloth is grave matter. So I'm wondering if I should take that as it is, or if there's something more to it than that, because it seems procrastination is so simple and so minute.
Yeah, so this is a very good question, Benjamin. Sloth, generally understood, is the sin of sluggish. It's a sluggishness of soul or a boredom that has to do with a good that we are obligated to pursue. So with that understanding, it would seem to me that the degree of the sin of sloth is going to be determined by and proportionate to the kind of good that we are obligated to pursue. So the higher the good, the more important the good, the graver the sin will be. Sloth is one of the seven deadly sins, but whenever we think about sloth in relation to the good that we are having boredom with, or we are not, or we are lazy in pursuing, then you can see how there would be a varying degree, so it seems to me as I think through it, of the sin of sloth. Unless you want to define the sin of sloth as only pertaining to higher goods that are serious goods that we ought to pursue for our human perfection, and the boredom and the sluggishness or the laziness in pursuing those higher goods. But if we're going to define sloth in a general sense that would involve a variety of different goods that we're having a boredom with or laziness in pursuing, then it would seem that you could have a varying degrees of gravity for sloth. So in your examination of conscience, in my examination of conscience of whether I'm guilty of the sin of sloth, I would be analyzing the type of good that I find myself being bored with. So if, for example, I am experiencing this sluggishness of soul and a laziness to pursue the highest good of God in the worship of God at Holy Mass, and so thereby I skip Mass because I'm bored at Mass and I'm not really caring about that spiritual good, then that, of course, would constitute grave matter, because we have a good in the hierarchy of goods that is of serious nature. Whereas if I am just a bit sluggish and I'm bored with, say, the good of waking up every morning consistently at a decent time, and I'm sluggish in pursuing that good. Well, that is a good, but compared to the higher good of the worship of God at Mass, it seems as if my sluggishness of soul, my boredom with that particular temporal good of waking up for the good of my physical body would be of a lesser degree and wouldn't constitute grave matter. So, Benjamin, that's how I would begin to think through it and analyze it. I would need to think through it a little bit more, but those are at least some principles that come to mind immediately.
Benjamin, thank you very much. That one kind of hit close to home with me. So I want to say appreciate the call, but I kind of don't. But thanks, Benjamin. The number here, I want to give it out again. There are six folks on the line. There are nine of our colleagues without a caller right now. They'd love to talk with you. Actually, one of the great things about these pledge drives is getting to talk with the people who call. It's a wonderful gift that people give us. If you want to take your time and tell your story, share why you're giving to Catholic Answers, the folks would love to hear it. Often those are shared in the hallway after the pledge drive. Or if you just need to get done quickly, just tell them, hey, I got a minute to do this. I got to get back on the road or whatever it is. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let me just reset real quick, and then I will let Carlo take more calls. Right now, We have a group of donors who have said, hey, we'll give you $23,000. I know it seems like a kind of an odd number, but that's what the, because it's a group, that's what the number came out to, $23,000. If you can get 200 donations today, they're doing us a favor by offering that money. They mean to help us get what we need to get. And so we're getting closer and closer to that, probably about 80 calls or 75 calls or something. I'm actually not looking at the right sheet right now to know. But in that area, we need this hour where people pledge. I would let me just offer an idea for you as a pledge. Maybe you haven't given before, and we would be very grateful if you would become a new donor. Maybe you could come in at the $10 a month level, and let me give you a little encouragement to do that. We'll send you this book, Sola Scriptura, the Doesn't Work, the latest book from Catholic Answers Press. Sola Scriptura Doesn't Work. We'd love to send it to you. Leave that on the coffee table and see if it starts any conversations. And then also you'll become a member of the Holo app, but you'll get the premium membership for a full year if you make a $10, a $20, a $30, maybe a $50 a month pledge, in addition to the pledge being doubled because every pledge is matched. And you'll also become a member of Society 315. That's a lot of reasons to pick up the phone and call right now, 888-291-8000. And the other reason I will give you is that monthly donors, anybody who works for a nonprofit will tell you the monthly donor is the lifeblood of that apostolate. It helps us. If you have monthly donors, you can plan ahead. You know what your budget is going to be in general. You can plan projects. New things can be undertaken. So could you come in as a new monthly pledger at $10 a month, $20 a month, or more maybe, and get all those goods for yourself and all the goods for us, 888-291-8000. Carlo Broussard's our guest. I hate to say that. It's Dr. Carlo Broussard. I feel like I'm disrespecting you, Carlo, when I do that now.
That's fine. I can't even get it right myself. I was just recording the podcast today for the Sunday Catholic Word, and I forgot to say Dr. Carlo Broussard.
And you know what? There's the Sunday Catholic Word. That's another thing that our donors make available to people. So 888-291-8000. Go ahead, Carlo.
And you know, Cy, you were providing reasons why our callers should call in and make their pledge. I'd like to provide another reason. In the previous hour, good old Jimmy Akin was given some good old Bible preaching reasons, right? Mm-hmm. As to why callers should call in. But there's also some reasons, a reason to give, because Holy Mother Church says so, right? Oh. In Vatican II's decree on the means of social communication, the council stated that social communication, including Catholic radio, is an indispensable means for evangelization, and that effective support should be given to good radio programs. Catholic Answers Live is a good radio program. And so therefore, as sons and daughters of Holy Mother Church, we have Mother Church exhorting us and giving us a command here and exhorting us to give effective support for Catholic Answers Live. And then the Synod advises the church's children of the, quote, obligation they have to maintain and assist Catholic radio programs and stations. And of course, our principal objective, as the Synod points out, is to spread and defend the truth and foster Christian influence in human society. So there you have Mama Church, right?
Yes.
We got to obey Mother Church and heed to this obligation to provide that effective financial support and assistance for good Catholic radio, which an instance of is Catholic Answers Live. And so there you have a reason.
We've got church councils saying you should pick up. Well, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you get the idea. The church council certainly is. I mean, this is one of the wonderful things about the Second Vatican Council. It's the modern council that has things like radio, and that right. And the decree on social communication is specifically mentions Catholics should be doing. And I remember when John Paul II came to the United States in 93, I think it was. He said Catholics in America need to do a better job using the radio to share the gospel. So
In the Apostolic Exhortation, Ecclesia in America, 1999, he said, knowledge and use of the media is indispensable for effective evangelization. And so I tell you what, man, that's what Catholic Answers does. Through all of the media ministries that we have, Catholic Answers provides effective evangelization. Time and time again, when I'm out on the road, I was in Portland, Oregon. I was in Tyler, Texas recently. I was in Franciscan University in Steubenville recently. And so many people coming up to me And I was just talking to one of our teachers at our Holy Family Catholic Classical School here in Tulsa of how Catholic Answers was so instrumental in their journey to become Catholic. And so, friends listening right now, if you want people to continue to become Catholic, to enter into the fold, the fullness of faith and life in the Catholic Church, then you need to call 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need your pledge so that we can continue to do the good work that we do at Catholic Answers, to stay on the air, to keep the lights on, so that we can continue to bear the fruit of bringing people into the fullness of faith in the Catholic Church. So give us a call right now or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. Going to Max now in Oxford, Massachusetts, watching on YouTube. Max, you've been patiently waiting. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Broussard.
Hi, Carlo. My question is breaking a promise made to God a sin? Like, I promise not to play a video game anymore. Would playing it be a sin?
Yeah, good question, Max. You know, because it's not a formal promise, I would be inclined to say it's not a sin. So, like, we really don't know for sure exactly. Like, if you make an indefinite promise, I'm never going to play again. Well, circumstances might change, Max, to where you discern that, well, maybe in this particular circumstance, assuming that the video game is okay and it's good, right? In this circumstance now, new things have changed in your life. And so you come to this thought in your mind of saying, well, you know, I did make that quote unquote promise, you know, maybe a few months back, but I'm in a new situation now to where it seems that it would be okay, right, and good for me to spend a little leisure time in playing this video game for this amount of time, assuming that it's a good video game and the amount of time that you're going to play the video game is not overindulging yourself, right? To where it's temperate. It's the amount of time is temperate. So in that particular case, Max, I don't think that changing your mind with regard to whether you're going to play the video game is in fact a sin. And I think God understands that whenever we make these quote-unquote promises, kind of like, okay, God, here's what I'm going to do. And we do this all the time with our Lenten sacrifices, right? We say, okay, God, I'm not going to drink coffee with sugar for the rest of Lent, right? You know, some people like myself would say something like that. And then it only happens for about a couple of weeks. And then I kind of get circumstances changed to where I discern, well, you know what?
Having
sugar in my coffee right now would be quite good and healthy for me. And so it's not a sin to break the promise in that sense. Now, Max, it is important to know that there are some promises when they take on a formal character like a vow, to break those kinds of promises would constitute sin. And, you know, St. Paul talks about this in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 11 through 12. But I don't think in your case, your quote-unquote promise is of such a degree that for you to kind of change your mind and decide to play some video games in a reasonable way would be a sin. That's what I would say to that, Max.
I just want a clarification for myself, if I may. When you say a solemn promise, like you're talking about, like if you take a vow of poverty, chastity, or
right, like a religious vow. Yeah, okay. And that's what St. Paul's talking about when he's talking about the enrollment of younger widows in 1 Timothy, or the enrollment of widows in 1 Timothy 5, 11 through 12, saying how younger widows ought not to take a vow of celibacy because they're going to be inclined to want to go back, right, on that vow and marry, and Paul says, violate their first pledge and incur condemnation on themselves. And so he's talking about religious vows there, which the violation of it does incur serious consequences.
Max, thanks. I'd love to send you a book if you want to hang on a second. I'll ask Edgar if he'll send it to you. You just need to. I am not exactly sure how old you are, Max. If you're old enough to give out your own address, then you can give it to him. If you're not, then you better ask a parent if you can get the book sent to you. Well, but it's called The Truth Is Out There. It's a graphic novel. So when you're done playing the video game, if you need something to read, I think you'll enjoy that book. The number here to make your pledge, there's 16 lines open right now. That means that our colleagues have decided they're getting ready for a big flood of calls right now, because now 17 have them ready to take your calls. So let's meet their expectations. 888-291-8000. Right now, we're less than 70. We're 68. We're 68. We need 68 gifts in order to get that bonus of $23,000 we've been promised by a group of donors. Maybe we could fill up those 17 phones right now, and we'll get so much closer before the bottom of the hour. 888-291-8000 is the place to go. Let me just remind you, we've got a dollar-for-dollar match for any pledge right now. Any pledge is matched dollar-for-dollar. So if you want to make a $1,000 pledge right now, it's going to get matched. If you want to make a $10-a-month pledge, that's $120 over the course of a year, but the $120 gets matched now to us. And in addition, each new pledge from anyone, each new pledge that comes in gets us one step closer to a $23,000 bonus at the end of this hour, which is just 40 minutes away. Can you help us get there? 888-291-8000. 17 lines open for you right now. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Wherever you give your gift, it goes into that tally that gets us one closer. When you make your gift, that gets us one closer to $23,000. We need, let me look right now, 67 calls before the, or 67 gifts, I should say, before the end of the hour, and 18 lines open now. 888-291-8000. Carl, you want to say anything about that before I go back to the calls? You want to take a call? Oh, I know, I'm the boss.
Yeah, we need to invoke the intercession of Noah. Speaking of the intercession of the saints, we're going to ask Noah to intercede for us right now for a flood of calls, because we want those calls to come in right now, and we want Christmas in August. Amen. Because we want those red lights on the phone to be lit up and shining in the room for all of those Catholic Answers employees to take your phone calls right now. And we need to do this precisely because for us to remain on the air with Catholic Answers Live, Cy, this is the way in which we can achieve the effective evangelization that Pope St. Paul VI articulated in his 1975 Apostolic Exhortation Evangelii Nuntiandi, whenever he said to effectively evangelize, we have to enter into the very strata and concrete milieu of people's consciences and activities and meet them where they're at, to be present to them, so that they can dialogue with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have to be present to them in their activities. What better way to do that than through Catholic Answers Live, through Catholic Radio, and through the work that we do at Catholic Answers and all the media ministries that we have, so that we can be present to them, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ in full in the Catholic faith as they have their AirPods, as they're at the gym working out, as they're driving in their car, listening to Catholic Answers Live right now. We're listening to the app on a different day and listening to the archived episodes. These are the ways in which we can enter into the concrete milieu of people's consciences and their activities to be present with them, so they can dialogue in a private and personal way with our blessed Lord through the Catholic faith. So many times I've heard the commentary that people are so grateful for Catholic Radio and the work that we do at Catholic Answers and the media ministries, so that they can learn the Catholic faith without their spouse knowing, right? Or that they can learn the Catholic faith without their pastor or their Protestant friends knowing that they're doing so, because they fear the judgmentalism and the harsh response, negative responses from their family members and friends. And so we are able to provide that private personal dialogue. So my friends listening, if you want us at Catholic Answers to continue to do this work of effective evangelization, fulfilling the Great Commission to make disciples of all nations, you need to give us a call at 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
11 lines open right now. Oh, I thought we were going to play something from Thomas. Go ahead, play it.
Hey, guys. Thomas Graff, a.k.a. Thomas the TikTok Engine here. Social media is today's mass media. Every time we post content to TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and X, we're reaching thousands of souls instantly with the message of Jesus Christ and His church. Our video about Blessed Carlo Acutis has over 80,000 views on TikTok and 1.7 million on Instagram. That's multiple sold-out NFL stadiums reached with just one video. It's all thanks to the support we get from listeners like you that we can continue to provide solid, accessible Catholic apologetics to thousands of new people every day. So please make a donation to our pledge drive to help us continue and expand our social media efforts. And of course, pray for us as well. Thank you.
That's Thomas the TikTok Engine, a good friend of Carlo. They do shows together from time to time when I'm not here. And it really is amazing. And that's what you do, too. You provide that for free around the world on TikTok and the other social media. You know, we're able to afford a social media ministry because you give. 888-291-8000. I tell you what, I would just like to stress again that when you give, any amount you give is helping us get closer to that $3,000 bonus at the end of this hour. We're hoping to get there, and we're just 62 gifts away from being there. But once again, I'd like to say that the brand new book, Sola Scriptura, doesn't work. If you can make a one-time gift of $75, maybe you can make a monthly gift of $15. Either of those will get you that book. And if it's a monthly gift, everybody who makes a monthly gift of $10 or more gets the Hallow app, the premium edition of the Hallow app, and becomes a member of our giving society, Society 315, where you'll get all kinds of bonus content, including the pictures of the new babies that are born, to like when Zach's baby was born or Thomas's baby was born, all kinds of apologetic stuff. Become a member. Become a monthly donor at 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back. It's Catholic Answers Live. Having a fun hour with Dr. Carlo Broussard, and having a fun hour getting to talk with the callers, and you are making that possible and also making it extra fun by calling and making your pledges. That's really helping us out today. We're looking for 200 pledges today. And that may be surprising to you as you listen. Of the thousands and thousands of people listening right now on hundreds of radio stations and sites all around the world, all we need is about 60 people to call in the next half hour, and for the first 3 hours of this pledge drive, It has worked out just fine. Actually, we're down to 56 calls we need. This is really great. We can do this with your help. If you've been thinking about making your pledge, could you make it in the next half hour and help us to reach that 200? I'll stop talking about that for a minute because I want to let Carlo answer more questions. I know that's what folks would prefer. The number is 888-291-8000. 12 lines open, dollar for dollar match. Looking for $200 pledges today in order to get a $23,000 bonus. Could you help us out right now? 888-291-8000. We'll go to James in Virginia watching on YouTube. James, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Carlo.
So my question is about identifying the standard of any particular teaching and mm-hmm. how to know if it's infallibly taught or dogma or doctrine or where it falls in that hierarchy.
Yeah, very good question. The answer to the question, James, is very simple. Read Jimmy Akin's book, Teaching with Authority.
Oh, we'll send it to him.
All right. Now, just in order to summarize, James, you might want to check out a document that was put out by the then called Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith entitled The Doctrinal Commentary on the Concluding Formula of Professio Fidei. And within that document, it does a great job of clearly articulating three different levels, you might say, of church teaching, i.e. doctrine. Doctrine just means teaching. So different levels of church teaching. The highest of which being a teaching that has been put forward as definitive in the sense that it is divinely revealed, right? So the church puts it forward. This is a teaching that we are saying is a part of divine revelation, the deposit of faith contained in both sacred scripture and sacred tradition. That sort of teaching is not only infallible, but it is the highest of infallibility because it's based upon the authority of the Word of God itself. That's what we call dogma. Now, there's another kind of infallible teaching, and that would be what you might call level two. In the commentary on the concluding formula of the Professio Fidei, it identifies it as the second paragraph, like another level of teaching that is still infallible. And this would be teachings that are put forward in a definitive manner by the church. The tone of the language that's used to express the teaching, has the character of a definitiveness, like this is true. And we are required as the faithful to give what is called full and definitive assent. There's no possibility of it being wrong. There's no like half assent where we leave a little room for the possibility of error. No, it's full and definitive, this assent. But yet this teaching, this level of teaching is not yet seen by the church to be a part of the divine revelation. Or it might be some other things. So in that concluding formula, in that commentary of the CDF, it talks about truths that are necessarily connected with divine revelation by virtue of a historical relationship or having a logical connection that expresses a stage of maturation of understanding of revelation. So one example of this degree of teaching would be male-only priesthood. This is recognized by the church to be infallible, but it's not yet seen to be a part of the deposit of faith. So it doesn't rise up to the level of dogma, but yet it is still infallible, thus requiring what we call full and definitive assent from us as the faithful. Now, there's a third level of teaching that's outside of the infallible category, a teaching that technically is subject to error, a teaching on faith and morals that's being presented by the church as true or at least as sure, like it's being presented as true, but with the qualification that there is a slight possibility that it might not be true. So it's sure, but it's not all the way to such that the church is invoking its charism of infallibility, even if it's not defined with a solemn judgment or proposed as definitive by the ordinary universal magisterium. So it's being taught by, on the ordinary level, by the magisterium, being taught as sure, and to deny it would be rash, say. It wouldn't be smart to deny it or dissent from it, Whereas the church is recognizing technically the possibility that it might not be true. And so the assent that's required from us for these kinds of teachings is what we call religious submission of intellect and will, where we say, yep, you know, the Holy Spirit guides the church, and this is probably true, and so I'm going to assent to it as true, although I'm recognizing because it's outside the infallible category, it's technically subject to error and thus could be rectified and changed if it is an error later, or the church may provide a definitive declaration that what we probably know is true is definitely true later in history. So that's what I would say to that.
And thank you very much for the call and for the question. This is what we get to do each day here because our donors make it possible. And I got to let the donors know where we are. First of all, lots and lots of people have picked up the phone and called. But as I said, we always try just to tell you where we are. And as far as the number of calls goes, we are on track. We're about 49 gifts away from a $23,000 bonus at the end of this hour. So if we can get 49 people to pick up the phone, call, and make their gift today, that will get us that much closer. 15 lines are open. The number is 888-291-8000. Every pledge is matched dollar for dollar, any pledge you make. So if you can come in at the $10 a month level, that's $120 matched to us immediately today. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can make your pledge at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 49 more pledges will get us that $23,000 bonus. But this is the part that I just wanted to let you know about. And especially those of you who are of particular means, the size of gifts has been small, even though we're getting a large number of gifts. So I would ask that if there are some of you out there who can make those larger gifts, maybe a $500 gift, maybe a $1,000 gift. We've even had a couple people yesterday at $5,000, which is quite extraordinary. But there are people who are in a position to be able to make those larger gifts. If you can do that, there are lots of lines open. You don't have to wait. So everyone can call, whether large or small, there are lines open for you to call and make your pledge. 888-291-8000. That's just our policy, is to just let you know what our need is. It's amazing how people will meet your need in this apostolate we have found if you just tell them what you need. And when we've asked for 100 callers an hour for the last 3 hours, people have called, 100 people have called and made a pledge each hour. And so I want to let those who are of particular means know we are in need of some of those larger pledges. Now, there are benefits that come with being a larger donor. You become a member of our president's circle. There are lots of levels to that. What you do is you call up and you say, let's say you wanted to give $2,000. And you just ask the person on the line, $2,000, what are the benefits that come with that? Among them, I know, you get everything we publish for a year. We'll just send it to you if you ask for it. You don't have to pay for anything that we publish for a year. But there are lots of other benefits that come with it. So if you could do that, 15 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. And Carlo, I know you had some thoughts you wanted to share.
Well, yeah, one thought is you were talking about those with means to provide a generous donation. St. Paul had something to say about that. In his letter to Timothy in chapter 6, verses 17 through 19, he says, "The rich are to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life." And so there you have an exhortation, right? Or at least a biblical foundation to motivate those who do have the financial means to provide those generous, large donations to keep Catholic Answers Live on the radio and to keep the lights on at Catholic Answers so that we can continue to do the great work that we do. You have St. Paul providing you a motivation there. So please give us a call at 888-291-8000. And you can do so also at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But I'm sure if you're going to make a generous donation, you might want to talk to somebody personally. Again, that's 888-291-8000. And you know, Cy, just with regard to the idea of motivating the callers to call in and help us make this match of 100 callers in this hour so that we can get that $23,000 bonus, think about this. We are all called to participate in the Great Commission of our Lord in Matthew 28, 19 through 20, to go out to all nations, to make disciples, and to teach everything that our Lord has commanded. Now, not everyone listening is able to do what we do at Catholic Answers and research all day, every day, and do this stuff as apologists. You have dentists, you have doctors who got to clean teeth and make people well all day and aren't able to study the theology and the philosophy. But yet you are still called to the Great Commission. And so your way to participate in achieving that great goal of making disciples of all nations, which is what we do at Catholic Answers, you can call in right now at 888-291-8000 and make your pledge and give us that generous donation, and you can participate in what we do here at Catholic Answers. Join the family. And if you're already a part of the family, the Catholic Answers family, go ahead and give us a call still and make a contribution. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Basically, we've got to do two calls a minute for the next 20 minutes. Can we do that? Two pledges a minute for the next 20 minutes. I shouldn't say calls, because if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and you make your pledge there, it counts exactly the same for everything. Yep. The match and for the bonus and for everything. It's exactly the same at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or if you pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Thank you, James in Illinois, for your $200 gift. Patrick in California just called, and this is a great one. He's already given us $30 a month, and he upped it to $40. So that entire $10 a month increase just got matched, $120 to us. And what Patrick did was got us one step closer to a $23,000 match. We need 40 calls in the next 20 minutes. There are 13 lines open right now. Can we fill them up? 888-291-8000. As I said, I asked folks for some larger pledges. Tina from California gave us $1,000. Thank you very much, Tina. People have been wonderful about calling and doing the monthly and all that. But as we always say, it takes every size donation. We never do this without lots of small and medium sized donations, including some large donations. So 888-291-8000 is the number to call. This is kind of a fun one. Christopher in Maryland donated $500, and it's the funniest thing. We were up in Prince Edward Island. Of all places, we're in Prince Edward Island, Canada, where the population is 11 or something. I don't know. And we ran into Christopher. He lives in Maryland. And we had a wonderful time chatting with him after Mass in the beautiful church there in Prince Edward Island. And the population is not 11. All right. They got more people than that. But it's not a big place. It's just funny to run into a fellow American. And we just had a great time. And he was so kind to give $500. Thank you very much, Christopher, for that. Russell in Buffalo, Texas, just pledged $1,000. God bless you, Russell. Thanks for answering the call. As I said, it's taking pledges of every size to get us where we need to go right now. And it's right now, two pledges a minute for the rest of the hour. I'll tell you what, I'll leave that in your hands. There's nine lines open. Will you fill them all up? That'll get us very, very close. 888-291-8000. And we'll just let Carlo do more of his work. 888-291-8000. Dawson couldn't stay on the line from Rochester, Minnesota, Carlo. He was watching on YouTube and said, what's the strongest argument against your claim of sola scriptura not passing its own test? That's like a double negative twist on that one, but you get the idea.
Yeah, it's in relation to the argument that if we're going to follow the principle of sola scriptura, that scripture is our sole source of God's revelation, well, then in order to pass its own test, you're going to have to prove sola scriptura from scripture itself, which cannot be done. Now, some Protestants are actually quick to counter that and with an argument against that line of argumentation, saying that that sort of argument misconstrues sola scriptura as if itself was a proper Christian doctrine. And so the argument is, but it's not a doctrine per se. Rather, it's what they call a prolegomenon, which means it's a preliminary principle that's necessary to have in place in order to even begin learning Christian doctrine. And it's based on the idea that, listen, the apostolic writings is all we have, right? Where there are no other infallible rules for Christian belief and practice. And given that the apostolic writings are all that we have, i.e. scripture, then it's our sole or only infallible rule of faith. Now, I actually respond to this sort of counter-argument in an article online, entitled The Best Argument for Sola Scriptura, and I provide reasons why this counter-response actually does not escape the trap, precisely because there is an assumption in looking to the apostolic writings as an infallible rule of faith, namely that they are inspired. And that is a belief. That is a belief that according to the doctrine of Sola Scriptura, you're in order to affirm that the documents of both the Jewish writings in the Old Testament and the Christian writings of the New Testament are inspired by God, and the scriptures are your only infallible voice or testimony for what's divinely revealed, well, then you're going to have to provide evidence from that infallible testimony that these documents are inspired by God. And that creates a problem for Protestants who operate on the doctrine of Sola Scriptura, because you're going to have a hard time finding evidence in that infallible testimony of sacred scripture about the Gospel of Mark, say, being inspired. You're going to have a hard time getting an infallible testimony about the Epistle to Hebrews being inspired, because we don't even know who wrote the Epistle of Hebrews. And then the Epistle of James, we don't have any early Christian testimony that the Epistle of James is inspired until 200 AD in Origen in his commentary on Romans. So these are just some examples of how you're lacking an infallible testimony for the belief that these New Testament writings are inspired by God. And so that's a sampling of what I do in my article, again, The Best Argument for Sola Scriptura, which, by the way, Cy, is yet another type of ministry that we provide at Catholic Answers, the written word. We have our Catholic Answers online magazine, in our print magazine, and the articles that we at Catholic Answers and others write help people. People go to Catholic Answers every day, searching in the search engine, finding articles like mine and Jimmy's articles and Trent's articles, articles which help them change their mind from being outside of the visible boundaries of the Catholic Church to coming into the visible boundaries of the Catholic Church. And again, like I said earlier, Cy, time and time again, people come up to me and tell me how much they were a Catholic Answers quote-unquote junkie and reading all of the articles and listening to the podcast and utilizing our media ministry. We cannot do that, Cy. We cannot continue to do that unless people call in right now at 888-291-8000 or make their pledge at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We need Tim Staples here, because he can sound really urgent in his voice, and I'm realizing we are in the last 9 minutes of us being on the air, and we need 25 pledges in the next 9 minutes to get a $23,000 bonus. So anybody who picks up the phone now and calls and makes a pledge, you are really helping us out, because Absolutely. We would really like to get that $23,000 bonus at the end of this hour. We did it exactly at 200 yesterday. I could not believe it. At 5 p.m., the number said exactly 200 on the computer screen. So it's just a few minutes, and we need 25 calls. Can you call and make your pledge now? If you've been thinking about making a monthly pledge, if you've been thinking about maybe joining Society 315, that's $10 a month, and there are so many wonderful gifts that come with it, including a full year of the premium Hallow app, 888-291-8000. I'm trying to have that Tim Staples urgency in my voice because it's 25 calls. We got it. We need those 25 gifts in the next few minutes for $23,000 bonus. It's been a great day, but it's become a little urgent right here at the last few minutes. So grateful to those who took me up on the call. A call from Massachusetts just now. I don't have permission to give the name, but you know who you are. In Malden, Massachusetts, just gave $1,000. We need that. We said we needed some of those larger gifts, and folks are coming through for us. Maybe you can do $1,000, $2,000, maybe even a $5,000 gift. But I'll tell you what, if you give $10 a month right now, you're getting us close to a $23,000 bonus. So it means a lot. 14 lines open, 888-291-8000. I'm going to let Carlo keep answering questions. We're not just going to raise money here at the end. We're going to leave this in your hands. But can we get 25 gifts in the next 6 minutes or so?
888. How about we insert please?
Carlo, you're a good father.
Please.
I know. Just as you would teach your children. I appreciate that, Carlo. Thank you. Maybe I got a little too urgent there. Please.
Please call 888-291-8000.
I'll tell you what, I want to give you another. Listen, there's a couple of people that called and couldn't stay on the line, and I really like their questions. And you and I, we do drop calls all the time, so I'm just doing a couple drop calls with you. And this one, a lot of people ask, and maybe we can get an answer from you, and then we'll see if we can get those 25 calls on the line, 888-291-8000. Jeremy in Illinois with a quite sincere question. He was listening to EWTN on Channel 130 Sirius XM satellite radio. Why does God let bad things happen to good people?
Yeah, so this is definitely touching on a mystery of God's order of providence, of allowing evil to be brought about and happen within the world. There's sort of a general answer that we know, and then there's an answer of pleading to ignorance. So the general answer is, Jeremy, if you're listening, we know that God permits evil to happen to people only insofar as he intends to order that permitted evil to some greater good. Now, I recognize that's general. I recognize that's a bit vague, but it's true. That there is a greater good that God will order it to, we know that from philosophical reasoning, given God being pure goodness itself. So anything within this order of providence, with anything within the created order, has got to manifest his divine goodness in some way. So the permitted evil is going to serve some purpose, important parcel of the divine plan to represent his goodness. And we also know it biblically through divine revelation. Romans 8:21, God orders all things to the end, to the good for those who believe in him. So we know from philosophy, we know from divine revelation, that God will order it to a good. What that good is precisely, that's where we bow in humility. And we're in the darkness of mystery there. And we simply have to wrestle with that mystery, recognizing that there is a good. God is all loving and all good. And we recognize it with humility. This is something that we shouldn't expect to know, given our finite, limited knowledge and intellect in relation to the infinite intellect that God is, right? And so this is sort of a summary of an approach that we could take to begin answering that question. And I would recommend the great resources that we provide on this very question at Catholic.com. Yet again, another media ministry of Catholic Answers that we need your support for. Call in at 888-291-8000 so we can continue answering great questions like this.
It's so weird. It's urgent, but it's so close. There are 19 people on the line right now. What I mean is there are 19 people who are making their pledge right now, and I can see that on the screen in front of me. So what is that? We're within 10, certainly, if we could get by the top of the hour, 10 more, we get that $20,000, $23,000 bonus. But don't forget, that's in addition to the fact that every pledge is being matched dollar for dollar by our usual matching donors who are so generous to us. Every pledge is being matched dollar for dollar right now. Anybody who's coming in at $10 a month or more is becoming a member of Society 315. They're getting the Halo app premium. They're getting the t-shirt and all kinds of great stuff. All that is happening, and if we're just 10 calls away from a $23,000 bonus. So this is a perfect time to call 888-291-8000. Those of you who can, because the call volume goes way up in the last couple of minutes, if you can do it on your phone at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, it's optimized for your phone, or you can do it on your computer. It will adjust for your computer at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All of those count as well. Yesterday, we hit the 200 mark exactly at 5 p.m. It just seems like that might be about to happen again today if we can get about 10 more people on the line. 888-291-8000. Did you want this kind of excitement, Carla?
Well, yeah. I'm confident in our listeners right now that you're feeling an inclination, right? You're feeling it in the bottom of your in your gut, in your heart, that you need to call in and ask yourself this question: am I blessed to receive the work of Catholic Answers and Catholic Answers Live? The answer is yes, probably. Well, guess what? Our Lord said, according to Acts 20:35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So you think you're blessed by receiving the good work that we do here at Catholic Answers. Just wait, Jack. You ain't seen nothing yet. When you give, more blessed are you, at least when you give out of love for the glory of God, because that's what we're all about here at Catholic Answers, is trying to give glory to God and promoting the fullness of truth and life in the Catholic faith. And remember what Jimmy said last hour in Galatians 6:6, let him who is taught the word, that's you listeners right now, you who are listening, share all good things with him who teaches. Catholic Answers is teaching. And so share some good things with us, some financial good things. Give us a call at 888-291-8000 or at CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make that pledge now. We need it.
I honestly am going to have to tell you tomorrow whether we made it. We have 60 seconds on the air right now. Well, by the way, you should know, folks here will stay and answer the phones until they stop ringing. So if you've had trouble getting through or anything like that, just keep dial it two or three more times, maybe one more time. When you get through, they'll take your pledge, and it will count. Like, our donor is not, like, mean or something. So we can take the calls until the calls run out, and then folks will go home. I know that Zach and Edgar and Mary and I will probably be all standing around Darren's computer like we were yesterday, just going, one more call, we'll get to 200. Can you pick up the phone, call, and support us right now, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'll let you know when we come back tomorrow how we did. Dr. Carla Broussard, I really always enjoy the hour with you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Si, for having me. Once again, please, callers, call in.
888-291-8000.